Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Sanhedrin Samach Gimel, Sanhedrin 63b, pagination is 126. I'd like to do three quick takes, like one-liners, about Avodah Zarah, idol worship, and to appreciate some practical insights from them. So let's start from about 10 lines from the top. The Gemara says, "V'shem Elohim acherim lo sazkiru." You should not mention the names of other gods. And expounds on that. What does that mean? Shalo yomar odom lachavero. A person should not tell his friend, "Shemorli, wait for me, meet me, bitzad avodas kochavim plonis," next to this Avodah Zarah. In other words, you shouldn't give directions based on the Avodah Zarah being a landmark which everything else gravitates around. You make a left at the Avodah Zarah. You meet me at the Avodah Zarah. You don't want the Avodah Zarah to be the centrality of your conversation. Lo sazkiru. It should not be mentioned. Now, whether we have Avodah Zarah now, we don't, we do, what qualifies, etc. But there's a very fundamental concept here that's being described, which is, what is your orbit? What are you gravitating around? What's the center of your existence? You'll notice that Simchas Torah, for example, we dance around the Torah, as if to say, the Torah is the steadfast center, and I go around it. I could go on the right side, I could go on the left side, I could be north, I could be south, but the center is the Torah. You have it as a method of decision-making. There's a person who might say, a beautiful house is the center of my existence. That's the start. So I'm going to find a house, and everything else is going to fit into place. Maybe there'll be a shul in walking distance, maybe not. Maybe there'll be a school nearby, maybe it'll be a good neighborhood, maybe not. And you find sometimes that a person buys a house, it's a gorgeous house, really gorgeous, and then afterwards they start figuring out that it doesn't really meet what they're interested in. Someone pointed out to me a phenomenal insight that on the home improvement shows, where they really a tame, nice show, they show you a decrepit house, and for a certain amount of money, they could renovate it and give you extra living space and extra bathrooms and a beautiful kitchen and everything, and the price tag is, wow, so affordable. He said, they never talk about the neighbors. The neighbors is one of the most important things about a house. Where is it situated? What kind of neighborhood? All they're talking about is the house. If that's your center of your orbit, so all that matters is the house. And it could be with anything. It could be with career. It could be with whatever topic it is. The Gemara is teaching us that, for example, an extreme situation where you choose the Avodah Zarah as the landmark, so that's lo sazkiru, that's incorrect, and it's a violation. Let's skip down to the fifth line of the wide lines. Omer Rav Nachman taught, Kol leitzanusa asira, all kinds of scoffing, satire, jokes, sarcasm, it's all forbidden. Chutz mitzanusa da'avodas kochavim desharya, except if you're making fun of an avodah zarah. These types of barbs are reserved for idol worship. It's off limits. It's a bad thing. And the statement here, kol litzainusa asura, all other types of making fun are forbidden. Ethnic jokes are bad. They don't help anyone. There's a lot of sarcasm that may make certain people feel that they belong or that they are above somebody else somehow, and it boosts their self-esteem in a very artificial, drug-like manner. Kolutzenusa asura. It's all wrong. The one place, if you have to clarify, if you have to put avodas kochavim off limits, because it leads people astray, people are totally dedicated to these idols, they'll give their lives or the lives of their children to it, they'll dedicate their lives to it, and the clarity that it's a bad thing justifies leitzanusa, that could indeed be appropriate. But in all other areas, leitzanusa asira, the sarcasm is inappropriate. Let's drop down to one more quick take in this Gemara, 8 lines from the bottom. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, Yodimayu Yisob Avodas Kochavim, the Jewish people understood about idol worship, She'en Bo Mamish, that it's meaningless. It has no purpose, it's a waste of time, waste of energy, doesn't make any sense. So, what is Avodas Kochavim all about then? It was so rampant. And the Jews also were able to get involved in this thing. If they knew intellectually it's meaningless, what allowed them to enter into such foolishness? For lo avdu avodas kochavim, they only worshipped idols, ela lahat elohem arayis befarhesya. They wanted to allow immoral conduct. They wanted to be able to be free of the fetters of morality. And if they pledged their allegiance to a different deity, to a different system, then they would have a clear conscience in the made-up world that they created to do as they wished. It's interesting that even today we find this concept very applicable, even though we don't have Avodah Zarah per se in a very obvious way in our culture, but this idea really can be applied and understood regarding evolution. The concept of atheism, of I believe with a firm belief that the world created itself, and that we don't have to pledge allegiance to a creator, and that the world is an accident and does not have purpose, and it's all what we make it out to be. There's no afterlife, there's no soul. Much of that, even on a superficial level, is foolish. We know that even a leaf is doing so many chemical reactions that it's like a factory. It doesn't make sense that it made itself. Even the table that I sit next to, everybody will agree, as simple as the table is, that it must have had a craftsman. So too, on a much bigger level, you have to allow your head to expand, to soar, to be able to think big. But if a table for sure had a creator, then the entire world, in all of its sophistication, with all the chemicals and the DNA, etc., it for sure has a creator. Why do people desire an alternative interpretation on the world, even though ain't bo mamish? It's quite clear that that other interpretation doesn't make sense. It's like an act of faith of its own in something that doesn't, that it made itself. I know somebody who says, anybody can ask me any question you want, except on evolution. And people ask him, you know, why is that your thing? He said, because if two cars collide at an intersection, the result is a mangled mess, not a limousine. It just doesn't make sense that by accident something was created. So why are people deeply committed to such a thing? And there are such people that are deeply committed. It's lahatir lohem. It's because they're not comfortable pledging allegiance to any religion, any religious system as they know it. And therefore, they feel there's got to be an alternative, and they're desperate to maintain that alternative. I'm thoughtful regarding an essay about that Rabbi Kaplan writes of a person who walks into a synagogue to do a delivery, and the rabbi tries to make conversation with him, and the delivery person says, "I'm Jewish, but I'm an atheist. Don't try to convince me to attend synagogue." So the rabbi says, "I'm also an atheist." He says, "You're an atheist. You can't be an atheist. You're a rabbi." The rabbi said, "The same gods that you don't believe in, I also don't believe in them. The encounters that you've had with religion and what it means, so I don't believe in that stuff either. We believe in an all-powerful God who wants goodness in the world that he created and wants us to grow and earn it in a very profound way. The Hebrew word nachas, to have the joy of a person thriving in a successful lifestyle, is the concept of Torah Judaism. And indeed, if you've encountered other types of manipulation or other systems, etc., so I don't either believe in that stuff." Again, three quick takes from a daf that discusses Avodah Zarah. Number one, something that doesn't belong as the center of your orbit should not be there. Leitzanus, sarcasm, is generally forbidden, as necessary to distance ourselves from a destructive lifestyle. It may be appropriate. And thirdly, the concept that people were aware that Avodah Zarah doesn't really mean anything, but they wanted desperately a different and alternative system. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.